not claiming to be any great expert on any of these things specifically, but I just offer you some of my thoughts and reflections, having now been in Church of England ministry, either as a youth worker or as a trainee or as a vicar for about 18 years. What has happened is terrible and is not the only isolated incident. Whenever anyone is hurt or abused, it is wrong and shameful. And if it hasn't affected you directly, I can say for certain that it has directly affected people that you know. Even if you don't know that it has, I can tell you for certain that it has. Something like this will have affected, directly affected, people that you know. And on top of the horrific actions that some people have perpetrated, there clearly has been a culture at times of downplaying, ignoring, minimizing what's been going on. People have a tendency to think, oh, that wouldn't happen here, or that's just the way they are. And so understandably, people start to question the church. Actually, I think there's a lot that we might question about the Church of England, particularly at the moment. Not only that these things have happened, but they aren't dealt with properly when they are discovered. So I want to say three things, just three things. And like I say, I claim no expertise. Like you, I feel very affected, I'm sure, by what's happened. These are the three things I'd just like to share. All abuse of people made in God's image is wrong. And any failure to act when it is discovered is also wrong. We should remember that safeguarding is actually everyone's responsibility and do all that we can to ensure as much as we possibly can that everyone is safe, everyone feels safe, and we act when anyone isn't or doesn't feel safe. Second thing I want to say is to please put your faith in Jesus and not in the church. Some of this has happened because people believe that other people in church, particularly in positions of responsibility, wouldn't do bad things. But sadly, we've seen that they can, and they sometimes do. Our hope, our faith, must be in Jesus and not in ourselves or other human beings. That's not to say that we can't trust people or we can't see the good, or that in most situations these things don't happen. But that can't be where our faith lies. And when we want to share our faith with others, we should acknowledge that the people of the church are not perfect. We're not asking people to put their faith in us. I like that expression that the church must never claim to be a museum of the perfect, but should be a family, a hospital, and a home where people find God's love. I'll say it again, safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. But to enable us to do that as well as we can, we do have a designated safeguarding lead. In our church at the moment, that's Christine Liddell. She works with me, with our family and youth ministers, with the PCC, with volunteers, whether that's volunteers working with children or families or even potentially vulnerable adults, to ensure that we're doing all that we can. There's a picture there, if you're not sure who Christine is. She's almost always here. She just couldn't be here today for her personal reasons, but she is almost always here as someone to speak to if you have any concerns about any of these things. So that's the second thing I really want to say, because I understand, I feel it as well. When these things happen, it undermines our confidence in the church. And, you know, we're just about to start inviting people to come and join us for Christmas. And you can imagine people saying, well, why would I want to go to church right now? And I think we need to acknowledge that. But we also want to be clear that our faith is in Jesus. And he is good. And then the third thing I want to start with, the first thing was all abuse is wrong and failure to act on it is also wrong. The second thing I wanted to say is please put faith in Jesus and not in the church. And the third thing I want to say is to reassure you that we do have good processes and policies here to ensure that people are safe, and that there are ways to let people know if you ever have any concerns. Now, you won't be able to read this. I know, I appreciate you won't be able to read it from where you are, but I just wanted to put up the page on our website, which is our safeguarding hub. You can get to it through lots of different ways on the website. There's a link permanently at the bottom of the website. If you click on the bars on the top right, that opens up a side menu. That has a link. And also, if you go to Church Life, there's a page which says safeguarding and policies. On that page are the contact details locally for our church of who you might want to speak to if you have any concerns. There's also an online form, which is the next bit down, John, which you can just fill in. That form goes to myself and to Christine if you wanted to pass on any concerns that you have. And there's a link to the diocese, which also has links to other organisations, including support for people if you've been affected. But also if you weren't comfortable reporting something to either myself or to Christine or to the church wardens, then you can go sort of onto the diocese or onto other organisations. Of course, if something's happening where someone is in immediate harm, dial 999, call the police if someone is in immediate harm. But if it's a concern of any other kind, you can either let us know here or you can let others know further on. And then at the bottom of that page, if you'd like to, you can read all of our policies, which all volunteers have to read and agree to, which are updated regularly in line with the best advice. And you can read through those and see how we're doing. And also, if you read those things and you see things not happening, you can flag it up. If we say that we do something, but actually in practice you've noticed it's not happening, then we need to know about it. So all of that is there, and we do take it seriously. Christine works very hard making sure that we're compliant with our safeguarding. Richard Carter particularly also works very hard, and if you've volunteered recently for anything, you'll know the processes that we go through before someone can be in a position where they have that kind of responsibility in church life. And we have the Simple Quality Protect standard, which is something that we have at St. John's, which is a sort of it checks that we're doing all the right things. And we passed that a few years ago, and you'll see some things called SQP. That's what that relates to, Simple Quality Protect. It's like a stamp to say, yes, this church has done the things that are expected of it to be a safe place. But we have to keep learning. We have to stay humble. We have to be committed to looking after one another and all the people that God has entrusted to our care and our community. We mustn't rest on our laurels or assume bad things couldn't happen here. That's exactly what has happened and enabled some of those things to occur. We need to be humble. We need to be committed. We need to show the same kind of love to our fellows, our humans, that Jesus showed. Finally, I just want to say, if this has affected you in any way, please find someone to talk to. I would be more than happy to if I'm the right person, but it could be somebody else. Or have a look through those links. There are resources on our safeguarding page and the diocese page of organizations that could be of support to you. So if any of those things are helpful, please, please do follow up on that. And then finally, I just want to pray. Pray again for us and for the church, and ask that God would help us ensure that we are a place where everyone is loved in the way that Jesus loves them, a place of truth and justice, a place of hope and reconciliation, a place of the gospel. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you that as your church, you entrust us to your work here on earth. We pray that through your Spirit, you will empower us to do the right thing for the benefit of those suffering abuse and injustice. That we would not fear to be bringers of your justice. That we will be your voice for those whose voices are silenced. That we would have courage as your representatives to show forth your heart of compassion and to speak your words of life and freedom into broken hearts. Teach us as a church to be your body, fully knitted together and working in unity, to care for one another and all those we meet, and enable us to be instruments of your love and your good news, that chains would be broken and broken hearts restored, that we would teach everyone how precious they are to you as someone made in your image, and that they would know you are a God who sees, feels, and heals their pain. We pray that through your Spirit and your church, trusting your word, victims would overcome and their mess become a precious message to your love and restoration in their lives. We ask all this in your name and for your glory. Amen.